There are new revelations today about the Justice Department under former President Donald Trump and its effort to find and stop leaks. In 2018, the department subpoenaed Apple to get data from two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee, as well as their aides and even family members, one of whom was a minor. We'll note here that Apple is among NPR's financial supporters. So let's hear now from NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Hi, Ryan.
Good morning.
So Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were two of the principal subjects of this subpoena. What do we know about all this so far?
Well, as you said, this took place in 2018 as part of a leak investigation that the Justice Department had going. We don't know specifically what they were looking at. But as you may recall, the first few years of the Trump administration were a bit chaotic. There was a lot going on. You had Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, as well as an investigation that the House Intelligence Committee was doing about possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. There had also been a flood of leaks that were embarrassing to the White House. So in that context, the department in 2018 subpoenaed Apple for the communication metadata of about a dozen people all told associated with the House Intelligence Committee. And as you said, that includes members, current and former committee staff, as well as family. Now, this move by the Justice Department was very aggressive. It's unusual for the department to do something like this, targeting members of Congress. In this case, it was not about corruption or anything like that. It was a leak investigation.
So the subpoena, as you say, was issued in 2018. It was secret. So how has this all come to light now?
Well, there was actually a gag order in this case. The Justice Department secured a gag order against Apple, preventing the company from informing the committee, either Schiff or Swalwell or anybody else, about the existence of this subpoena. It was only in May that that gag order lifted, which allowed Apple to then contact the committee, inform them that this had happened. I'm told that the committee then reached out to the Justice Department and asked about all of this. And a source on the committee tells me that what the department informed then was that, in essence, this investigation had been closed. And, of course, no one from the committee has been charged in any way, shape or form in regards to this investigation.
OK. And so what are Schiff and Swalwell saying about all this?
Well, unsurprisingly, they've been pretty critical of this effort. Schiff put out a statement last night in which he said that former President Trump tried time and time again during his time in office to use the Justice Department as a weapon against his political opponents and against the media. Schiff said that Trump's demands clearly did not fall on deaf ears. He called this investigation an attack on the rule of law. He called on the inspector general at the Justice Department to investigate it. Swalwell said a lot of similar things, condemned all of this. And he threw his support as well behind Schiff's call for the Justice Department's internal watchdog to take a close look at what had happened.
At a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in May of 2019, then-Senator Kamala Harris asked Attorney General William Barr about investigations requested by the White House. And I want to take a listen. Here it is.
Has the president or anyone at the White House ever asked or suggested that you open an investigation of anyone? Yes or no, please, sir.
The president or anybody else.
Seems you would remember something like that and be able to tell us.
Yeah, but I'm trying to grapple with the word suggest. I mean, there have been discussions of...
So we've also heard in recent weeks about how the Trump administration tried to get records from news organizations like CNN and The New York Times as it investigated leaks. What, Ryan, what kind of picture does this paint of the Justice Department under then-President Donald Trump?
Well, I think it's important to bear in mind that Republican and Democratic administrations have gone after leakers. The Obama administration did and certainly came under a lot of fire for doing so. But I think that what this story shows and the recent revelations about CNN and The Times and The Washington Post is that there really was a big push under the Trump administration to try to hunt down leakers. Democrats are portraying the recent revelations as this going beyond the norm of what administrations have done and accusing the Trump administration and the Justice Department of being used as a political weapon to go after the former president's opponents. I will say that, you know, there's no direct link to Barr being tasked by the president to go after this. But certainly the way that Democrats are portraying this is as an attack on the rule of law and the president's political opponents.
That is NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.